Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to a podcast with a difference. Welcome to Goodwood Festival of Speed and the Forest Rally Stage. So you could well be, and hopefully you will be listening to this on your telephone or however people listen to podcasts, through your regular podcast supplier. But also, you might be watching us on YouTube for the first time. We are making a, what do we call it?
A vlog.
Is it a vlog? It's a podcast on video. A video podcast. Glad we've cleared that up. So if you were watching, you probably switched off now. Please switch back on. And welcome. Yeah, we are hosting, obviously, our coverage for Kenya, Safari Rally Kenya, from here, from Goodwood, from the top of the hill, the Forest Rally Stage. Just the most fantastic place. It's difficult, actually, this weekend, Rob. So joining me, Rob Hansford. You don't know where to look, do you? Because we're recording a podcast and then we're looking at cameras.
Well, just chat.
Very odd. Well, let's just chat anyway. It is great to be here. You know, it's such a busy weekend for Dirtfish. Obviously, we've got Summerfest going on in Seattle on Saturday. We've got Safari Rally Kenya going on, which has started already. It's Thursday today. And we've got, of course, Goodwood Festival of Speed. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it could be any busier, really, could it?
It couldn't. I'm sure, probably, it could be. It could be. But no, it is busy enough. But yeah, we're working with Goodwood, obviously, on presenting and promoting both the Festival of Speed and our coverage of Safari Rally Kenya. We've done our podcast preview already. Check that out. It's on the website. It's probably not, though, is it now? This is one thing we do need to do, is we do need to start getting the podcast somewhere. Give them a home on the website.
Yep.
So go and check.
It would be Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Exactly what I was thinking. Go and listen. That's a proper Safari Rally preview with George Donaldson and Colin Clark, both of whom were in Kenya and are in Kenya. And actually, Colin is jetting his way back from Kenya as we speak. He's done the recce. And he's now coming back to join us here tomorrow, which is Friday, day one proper of Safari Rally Kenya. But this one is a little bit more focused on the Festival of Speed, which I was trying to think earlier. I can't remember when I first came to this event, but it's a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming since probably about 2006. I haven't missed many years since, but...
Which was a good year to come for the first time, because it was the year that the Forest Rally Stage opened.
Yes.
Which we've got to tell you where we're sat. So basically, there's a service area for the Forest Rally Stage. We're right at the top of the hill, 144 meters in elevation above the start line. That's the elevation, I suppose, is the right word, isn't it? From up the hill, we're at the top of the hill, and there's some beautiful woods. I did try and look at the sort of history of the woods, and couldn't really find a lot out. But it's. The house was built in the 16th century. 16th century house. I don't know why we've now moved into the history of the But yeah, so it's a beautiful old house, and the forest is in the middle of the grounds, the Duke of Richmond's fabulous grounds. And in around 2005, Hannu Mikkola, who was a great friend to the Duke of Richmond, was talking about the fact that there should be more rally content. And the Duke of Richmond said, well, essentially, there's a blank sheet of paper or a blank bunch of woods and blank bunch of trees. Go and draw us a stage. And Hannu went off and created what would be the most fantastic rally stage for him to drive. And it is great. What's really interesting this year is that we've turned it around. For years and years, we've gone out of the service park to the right and gone down the hill that way. Now we're going to the left. So it is completely new for this year. And it's a great event, Rob. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect at Goodwood this weekend.
I mean, there's plenty going on, as you say. the rally stage itself, I mean, it's going to provide its own challenge, really, isn't it? Especially at the jump, because we were saying earlier, normally you've got quite a short section before you're taking a jump. This time the drivers have got time to get speed up before hitting it. So it's going to be interesting to see there. But we've got, obviously, well, Travis Pastrana, obviously he's taken up to the hill in a variety of cars, obviously with the Subaru 862 PS, and he's also on the rally stage as well. Obviously, we've got Nitro on both sides, haven't we? I think we've got Jenson Button going up the hill in it, and we've got Oliver Bennett taking it around, obviously, the stage.
Well, yeah, I mean, that just to jump in there, we saw Nitro for the first, Nitro Rallycross for the first time at Lyddon Hill last weekend, and it was pretty sensational, wasn't it? Tell us a little bit about, sorry to put you on the spot, but I mean, those cars, the FC1X, it's an all-electric car. It has, I think, the electrical equivalent of 1,080 brake horsepower, 0-60 in 1.5 seconds or something. They are ferocious.
They're
things.
Great machines, aren't they? I think that obviously the lack of noise will just take a bit of getting used to, but it's still competitive machines, aren't they? And the battle's going on all through the weekend. It's definitely, especially now Nitro's gone international, it's going to go to a completely new level this year, I think.
It was great. We've seen a few rally drivers going across the rallycross. Great to see Chris Meek, who was competing with the Exite Energy team. And was really quick.
Yeah.
You know, for a guy who's not done a lot of rallycross and has spent much of this season testing the Skoda and doing bits and pieces, he was pretty much on it straight away.
Yeah, and someone like Baccarat as well, who's had options to go elsewhere within rallycross, but decided, you know, actually, I'm going to go and give Nitro a punt, and, you know, did really well.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there's plenty to be excited about with Nitro, I think, for this year.
I've got to be honest, you know, 1,000 brake horsepower coming up the hill is entertaining, but 1,000 brake horsepower going into these trees.
It's going to be a different kind of push.
I'd rather Ollie Bennett than me. Like you mentioned there, actually, Travis Pastrana, our friends coming across from across the channel, not across the channel.
Across the Atlantic.
That's only actually just over there, isn't it, the channel?
Yeah.
From across the Atlantic, and it'll be great to see the Black Rifle team, Travis Pastrana and Texas Dave coming over, Dave Carpathian, and obviously Tom Williams. We're hoping to get Tom Williams up here to talk to us a little bit over the weekend. He is a young British driver who's obviously done junior WRC, a lot of experience, and he's now doing ARA over in America. And I think he's running a Rally 2 Fiesta and is sitting fourth overall in the championship. So he didn't do Southern Ohio the last round, but he's made a great impression on ARA. So it'd be great to see him here. He's doing the rally stage in the Fiesta as well.
Yeah, and obviously you got Max McRae as well making a debut here. Like, obviously great stellar, you know, Donegal, and now, first time around the stage and the hill at Goodwood. It's going to be interesting for him as well, isn't it?
It's huge. You know, I'm lucky enough to remember when Colin and Alistair were both here back, I guess, in the early noughties and probably late 90s. But to see Max coming, you know, it's a big deal, you know, to come to an event like this. There's probably a couple of 100,000 spectators here. They'll all know who he is. They all know who Alistair McRae is, and it's big. Having said that, you know, he's just come back from Donegal, where there's probably a million spectators who know exactly who he is. But it'd be good to see. And Max, I think, is very keen to get out in just about anything that he can drive. And obviously, he's a Dirtfish driver, sponsored by Steve Rimmer at Dirtfish, and it's great to see. It's a perfect segue into Steve's presence here.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, obviously he's got plenty of cars here, hasn't he?
Yeah, and it's fabulous to see Steve. Steve is our Dirtfish owner, of course. Steve came over, he's been to Goodwood quite a few times. He was here last year, but it's the first time, I think, for his daughter Josie and son James. So it's great to see family Rimmer coming over and bringing some of those beautiful cars. I mean, we've got, I think Steve's bought 6 or 7 cars. The Audi Quattro, the E2, always a difficult one to know what to call it. For me, it's the E2, the Evolution 2. It's the one with the big wings.
Yeah.
It was the beast of the 85 car. So his car was the ex Hannah Mikkola car from the Manta Rally in 85. Mikkola used it to win the Manta Rally. The car was then, I think it was used by Audi's PR department for a few years. And then Hannah bought the car himself. Juha Kankinen bought it off him, and I think it was then bought by David Sutton, but ultimately Steve's bought it quite recently, and it is just a beautiful car. And James Rimmer will drive that up the hill. Then we've got, I mean, at the other end of the Group B scale, we've got the RS 1700T. Ryan Champion's going to drive that, which again, it's a great car. I mean, it was a stillborn Group B car. Ford canned it in March 83 or something, as soon as Stuart Turner's first decision as motorsport director came in, looked at it, saw, you know, he'd spent the last 18 months watching Audi developing this four-wheel drive thing and just knew, you know, that was a proper, I mean, it wasn't as much a knife to a gunfight, it was a water pistol to a gunfight, and so canned it. But, you know, and these things, this Escort, you rarely see those rear-wheel drive Mark III Escorts anywhere, so to have one here.
And that's what I love about Goodwood, because you can come year after year and it doesn't matter, you know, how often you come, there's always something different to see. And I started actually thinking about it last night. I don't think there's anywhere else in the world where you get this variety of cars and drivers, series and, you know, categories from past, present, and sometimes the future.
Yeah.
Like, it really is one of a kind, isn't it?
Totally. It's an absolute, a completely eclectic mix. And it is really nice that you do have that eye to the future. You know, we've talked about already, Nitro cars are here, Nitro Rallycross cars are here, of course, Extreme E cars are here. It's a bit of everything. But for me, you know, being up here, being absolutely in the heart of the Forest Rally stage, it's fantastic because, you know, everybody up here is a proper rally fan. You know, we're missing WRC from Britain this year. We haven't had a WRC round since 19. So to get the chance to come up here and just be around these cars, so, you know, there's not a Rally One car here. They're all pretty busy in Kenya this weekend. But there's some proper cars, you know, and just in Steve's cars, we've got an ex Colin McRae Focus, Subaru Legacy. The breadth of machinery is fantastic.
And it's worth pointing out as well that, you know, it could be quite easy, couldn't it, for drivers to use this as a demonstration stage and take it nice and easy, show the car off on the stage. But it's very rare that they do that, don't they? Once they get in the stage, it is like any other rally stage anywhere else in the world.
Totally. It absolutely is. And it's not an easy stage. You know, we've had a little bit of rain here this morning, and it's quite a chalky base. And it's impossible to find a perfect tyre for that stage. And it is when you get a bit of rain, a bit of moisture on it, it is very, very slippery. If you want to just ask the question, in the old configuration, just ask who's the fastest man around.
I was going to bring it up because it's you, isn't
should.
It? Yeah.
We probably should. Well, in fairness, I have to say, I think my input into the whole operation was minimal. I was very, very fortunate to go round with Chris Meek in a DS3 WRC.
What year was that?
I must have been 16, 15, right. 16, 2016.
First. Okay.
So, and we went to the start, which was, of course, in that direction, not that direction. And I was not apprehensive. I'd done a lot of testing with Chris and been in the car with him a lot. But I just said, you know, you can't fail to impress me by driving slowly as we set off the line. And he just went for it. And I was struck. But it is incredibly narrow through there. It is a very technical stage. And it reminded me a lot of an old Rally Australia stage when we were in Perth. And the corners literally cut round the tree roots. So it's so easy to sort of take a wheel off or just cut a corner too fine. And he was completely on it. And you find when you're with a rally driver that is really pushing quite hard, I've been fortunate enough to sit by a few drivers, and you notice the breathing change down the intercom. And immediately we were about four corners in, and I noticed his breathing change, and I was like, okay, it's one of those. And we were just, he was absolutely brilliant, just inch perfect everywhere. And we came out through the top here, through the finish. And the marshal, we have to sign the card and everything. And Chris was, he belts off and he was leaning over, what's the time? I was like, crikey, he's really keen to know what the time is. And the marshal told him the time and he slapped me on the knee and he was like, that's the quickest time. We'd beaten Sebastian Loeb, which is, it's fairly cool. So nobody, I can officially say, nobody has been around this stage faster than me. I am the Goodwood passenger champion.
It's cool. How long before that gets broken? Oh, it's been a while.
It's going to take a while. I was talking to a few of the drivers here this morning, and going in the opposite direction, it's going to be a few years before they get near, because, you know, Ian Gwynn from VGM Sport, Ian is the guy who prepares all of Steve's cars, does a most beautiful job. He's got a fantastic facility in Brackley. Ian was saying he's been coming here, this is his 17th festival, back-to-back.
Right, okay.
And he said, you know, you get to know the stage so well. Yeah. You know exactly. Okay, maybe the first couple of runs, when you're here for the first time, not the first time, when you're back, the first couple of runs, you're a bit steady because the road naturally changes a little bit, where it's a bit more, there's a bit more green coming through, it's a bit more slippery. But he said by Sunday afternoon, you're absolutely on it. And to get that sort of speed again, it's going to take a while in a completely different direction.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be this year at all, is it? As you say, not only learning, but you've also got, you know, we've got thunderstorms forecast for tonight.
Yeah.
And as you say, quite a chalky surface. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge, isn't it, as the weekend goes on?
100%. And I mean, it is pretty similar. You know, we're sat here working and doing stuff on the laptop, and there is, when the rain goes, immediately the dust is back and the table's now covered in dust. It does have a certain safari feel to it. And particularly with the rain showers, it is, as we record here today, right now, it is pouring with rain in Naivasha in the service park as well. So it's pretty similar. And from what Colin said, of course, Colin was out there for the best part of a week. The temperatures are not dissimilar either. You know, it's only just around sort of 20 degrees. So it's not that hot out there. There is going to be some weather coming in here. But it's quite close to the sea. We should let people know that the English Channel, as we said, not the Atlantic. It is that direction, isn't it?
Or that way? Yeah. Yeah. It's that way, yeah.
That way, yeah. So we are pretty close. And then we've got, it's the Sussex Downs are that way.
Yeah, Sussex Downs. And you've got the race course, obviously, at Goodwood, literally just the other stone's throw away over here. So, it's a beautiful area of the country.
It's a stunning part of the world. You know, we came down for Rally Replay.
Yeah, we did.
So if you have to go to dirtfish.com and check out Rob's superb look around Rally Replay, which is an interesting place just on the outskirts of Chichester, so probably 5 minutes from here on a normal day.
Yeah, if that.
And tell us a little bit about what you found in there.
Well, I mean, it's, we said at the time, isn't it? It's a bit of an Aladdin's cave. They've got so many, hidden gems, not just the cars. I mean, the thing I quite like, you know, Kenya theme, they've got, is it a 1982 winner's trophy in there?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just, so many brilliant.
Lancia service barges and all sorts, ex Carlos Sainz cars.
They've got the theatre bath in there as well, haven't they? And it's there's plenty to see, and obviously things get changed around. So obviously what we saw a couple of weeks ago now is now going to be probably a different lineup in there, and something new to go back. So it's not just a case of you go there, you see it, and you leave it, really, is it?
It's great. They definitely have a look at that on the YouTube channel if you can't find it on the website. It is the Rally Replay video. So we're close, and it is a great place. It's a lovely place to come to, and just Goodwood has kind of got all the bases covered, because of course you've got a Revival in September as well.
And also with this year, this weekend there's going to be so much nostalgia. As you say, obviously Kenya's going on. Weather conditions here are pretty similar, and obviously Goodwood are celebrating Kenya here with rally cars from the event, in years
from
gone
the safari.
By.
Yeah.
It's just going to be nostalgic everywhere you look, really, isn't it? It's just,
There's always a big bit of nostalgia, isn't there, with Goodwood? We said there is members meeting in March and the revival in September. It's a massive sort of step back in time, and it's a great event, But so what? I'll put you on the spot now. One thing you're particularly looking forward to the festival this weekend, you're not allowed to talk about Formula One cars.
I mean, for me, probably, McRae's Focus is a standout for me. It's just, that's what I grew up, watching that car fly through the stages. For me, that's really special. I quite like, obviously, the MG Metro 8R4. I just love the look of that car. It's hard to pick, because you've got going up the hill rather than the rally stage, but you've got the WRC greats, haven't you? So you've got loads of Citroen Xara going up, you've got some of the Dakar, you've got even like current day, you've got Nasser Al-Attiyah going up in the Toyota Hilux.
Which will be enormously entertaining going up the hill.
I saw the promotion they did, I think it was Wednesday, Tuesday or yesterday, they filmed it of Nasser going up the hill in that Hilux. And that just looks a beast going up the hill. Looking forward to seeing that. It would be something completely different from the norm, really.
Yeah. No, there is. There's so much, like you're saying. I'm really looking forward to seeing the FC1X for the first time. And just, the 3 or 4 days that we've got here, there is just going to be a bit of everything. And you walk around the corner and there's another memory. There's another Audi Quattro A2 or... then there's another whatever. It's fantastic.
And you almost need more than a day, don't you? Because you could spend the whole day up here in the rally paddock on the stage looking around and forget about the hill, and then vice versa. The next day,
Yeah.
You can be down the hill and forget about the stages.
It is known, Goodwood folk do like to call it the rally paddock. I'm afraid to me it will always be the service park or the service area. I think it's great. So, no, absolutely, stay tuned for all of the Safari Rally Kenya details. Follow us all on our social channels, which are...
Social channels, so we've got, well, it's obviously Dirt Fish Rally across Facebook, Twitter, yep. Instagram. So, and
I usually have that here in front of me. It's not hard to remember, but I inevitably always forget it.
Yeah.
And also keep in touch for all of the stuff that's going on here at Goodwood and, of course, over in Seattle, back at home in Seattle for Summerfest. We've got Brian Dallas, Brian and Sammy, all of our colleagues, brilliant colleagues over there, putting on what it's essentially an American festival of speed. Yeah. It's a great, great day out. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, that's where you should be on Saturday. So look forward to it, and we're going to have a great few days.
Yeah, definitely.